Good day.
Hi, Elias.
This day, I would pose to you the question, what is the difference between intuition and guessing, or thoughts, or ideas, and how do you know what your intuition is and what is merely thinking or feeling? For there is a difference. Now, in this practice with your intuition, how would you define the difference in listening to your intuition and what that is? How do any of you define what is your intuition, and how do you know what your intuition is?
Well, I feel an inner urge when I think that my intuition is speaking to me. I'm sorry, the sound is hard for me to talk. If a situation's going on, suddenly get a feeling.
And it seems surprising.
But it kind of applies. And if I act on it and it's working, then I feel it's confirmed.
I would agree with the confirmation aspect, and I would acknowledge how you are identifying that it is your intuition giving you information, for I would express that many individuals are unfamiliar with their intuition or entrusting their intuition to an extent that when you give yourself information through your intuition, many times it does seem surprising. And in that, it does apply to the situation. But the surprise element is that you are unaccustomed to listening to that aspect of yourself or trusting it. Not necessarily entirely not listening to it, for I would express that most individuals do, to a degree, listen to their intuition, or they notice it, but are not necessarily trusting of that, and therefore do not necessarily act on it or allow it to, in a manner of speaking, guide them. And in many situations may dismiss it.
I discount it.
Which is very common. I would express that most individuals do. In this, let me express to you, intuition is that avenue of communication that answers questions. Therefore, the communication is never posed in a question. That is one factor in identifying intuition, is that when you are expressing your intuition, when it is communicating to you, it never does that in the form of a question. It is always a statement, for it is always an answer. That is what your intuition does. It provides answers. Now, you may not be objectively aware that you were asking a question, but there are countless times that you actually are asking questions, not in a formal capacity per se, but in curiosity. And in that, there is a question being posed. You may not merely be aware of the question objectively, and that is one of the factors that at times the answer can be surprising. You weren't aware that you were asking a question. Now, in this, another piece of intuition that is very definite in like manner to it always being a statement, it always being an answer, and never being a question, is that the statement that is generated by your intuition is always definite. It is not perhaps, it is not if, there is no question involved with the answer. Therefore, in that, there is always a definiteness about the statement. There is no doubt involved with the statement. Now, you may dismiss it and question the statement and doubt what the statement is expressing to you, but in the statement itself, in the answer itself, there is no question and there is no doubt. Therefore, before you begin questioning, if you are paying attention, when you give yourself an answer through your intuition, that initial expression of it will include no question, no doubt. It will seem very definite. Now, that can change within a second, and you can question it after, but the initial presentment is very definite. Now, in this, intuition is expressed by different individuals in different manners. Generally speaking, how you will interpret your intuition is through an idea. You may include a feeling, or you may begin with a feeling that is followed by an idea. In this, most individuals will interpret their intuition through this method, in which they generate a feeling and their thought mechanism will automatically translate that immediately into an idea and what the statement is. For that is what your thought process is designed for, and that is its function. And in that, there are some individuals, not many, that may process their intuition in somewhat of a different manner, in which they do not present to themselves a feeling or a thought, and they process that intuitional answer through images. This is considerably uncommon, but there are individuals that do process in that manner, in which they will almost see an image that is the answer to whatever question was presented, even if they were not aware objectively of presenting a question. But these are generally the methods in which individuals translate the information that they give to themselves in relation to intuition. Now, in this, generally speaking, as you expressed, when you listen to your intuition and when you follow it, generally it will be validated, and therefore you will validate yourself that that was correct, for it is information that is accurate. Now, in this also, do not confuse intuition with the idea of precognitive ideas. And let me explain that in actuality, the idea of precognition is merely an explanation that you give to yourselves in relation to offering yourselves information before an actual manifestation. But it is not actually precognitive, for precognitive supposes that you are generating an awareness of some action or some manifestation or some expression before it occurs. No, that is not actually what is occurring. You may be giving yourself information before the manifestation, but not before the energy has been expressed, for that would be before a choice, and in that it negates choice. In this, what you are doing in relation to giving yourself information and through intuition many times, when you offer yourselves information that seems to be precognitive, it is in actuality that you are aware of energy that is already being projected and already in motion to manifest in a particular manner. Manifestations, any physical manifestations, require time. This is the reason that you incorporate linear time in your physical reality, for time is an integral component of physical manifestation. whether it be physical in the capacity of matter or a thing or an action or an expression. All of those are physical manifestations. In this, even thinking is a physical manifestation. It is connected to objective imagery and expression. Therefore, all of that requires time. Energy does not require time. Therefore, you project energy, and the manifestation of that energy is produced after, for it must move through time to actually configure into a manifestation, as I expressed, regardless of whether it is a physical manifestation in relation to matter or whether it is an expression, such as words or interactions or any action that you do. Everything that is physically expressed requires time as a component for that manifestation. But the energy that is producing the physical manifestation is expressed before. And in that, it may be expressed minutes before, hours before, days before, months before, even years before. Therefore, in that, you can be aware of that energy that is being expressed and the physical manifestation of that energy may not necessarily materialize for varying degrees of time. Therefore, precognition is not actually precognition. It is merely you knowing in the moment that energy is being expressed and that is the direction that it is moving in and this is what it will produce. And you know that before the actual production of whatever the manifestation is. That is also a part of your intuition. It is seeking out information even when you are not objectively aware that you are asking a question. Therefore, when a friend of yours is expressing in a particular direction and you suddenly incorporate an idea in an entirely different direction, and you know within you that a certain action is about to occur with your friend, but you question that and you say nothing, and you wonder whether you are incorporating a premonition or not, and then the very action that you identified and were aware of happens with your friend. It was not that you were expressing some precognitive idea. You were tapping into that energy when it was being expressed before the manifestation configured itself into an actual shape. Now, in this, one of the very common questions in relation to intuition is, how do I know that I am expressing intuition, and that I can trust that, or whether I am expressing a fear, or whether I am expressing a want. In this, first of all, remember, your intuition is a question answerer. It is always answering questions. Therefore, the first aspect is, if you ask a question, what part of an answer would be fear? Your intuition is not expressing to you an answer that is fearful. Now, you may receive a communication, an answer through your intuition, and once you have evaluated it, or once you have identified it, then you might react to it in fear. But the answer itself does not contain a component of fear. Therefore, if you are thinking or feeling in relation to a particular situation, and you are expressing fear in relation to that subject immediately, it is likely not your intuition that is communicating with you. In relation to how do you know if it is a want or if it is your intuition? What is a want? A want is some expression, some thing, or some action that you don't have. Something that you are attracted to, and that you are, in a manner of speaking, seeking out. Now, in this, the factor with wants is that they are very much linked to possession. Whatever it is that you want it to possess it. Intuition is an answer. It is not necessarily involving possessing. In this, it can be linked to a want indirectly, but your intuition is giving you information about the subject. Therefore, if it is a matter of a want, let us say hypothetically that you want to purchase a new vehicle. and you are thinking about this action, and you decide that you will employ your intuition in relation to purchasing a new vehicle. In that, your intuition will answer questions. It will give you information related to your want, but not necessarily about the want itself. Therefore, if you engage a dealer of motor vehicles, and this individual is showing you five different motor vehicles, and you view a bright blue motor vehicle that you are very attracted to, and you express to yourself, I'm listening to my intuition, is this the best vehicle for me to buy? You will likely not receive the answer that you are looking for that is not what your intuition will express to you. It is not designed to express to you in relation to the want. It is expressing information to you. Therefore, you may receive information through your intuition about that vehicle, but not in the direction of it is the best or it is not the best, but rather neutral information, such as the likelihood of the duration of the operation of the vehicle, therefore how long it will last, as opposed to a different vehicle and how long that vehicle will last, or what might likely be an area of that vehicle that is weak or that will require repairs. Or it may give you information about performance, or it may give you information about statistics, or it may give you information about how powerful it is. But it does not move in the direction of choice. You do the choosing. It only answers questions. And then, from those answers, you choose. Just as in the example of when you do listen to your intuition, then generally you validate yourself and you will express to yourself that you were correct or you were right in what you presented to yourself. Now, it may express to you in our hypothetical example that if you want this particular vehicle, to purchase it now, for there will not be any more of that vehicle for a considerable time frame, where it is not giving you a dictate about the choice. It is giving you information that aids you in making your choice. Therefore, your intuition does not necessarily express preference. It gives you information that then you can evaluate what your preference is and then act accordingly. Now, in some situations, and in actuality, many situations, your intuition may give you information that seems entirely random and may seem to be information that you may not even be interested in, such as you may suddenly incorporate a communication from your intuition that expresses the winning team of a basketball match. And you may have no interest in basketball at all. And therefore, it seems to be useless and random, strange information. But in actuality, it is not. For in that, it is dependent upon what you have been engaging, who you have been engaging, what you are presenting to yourself, and perhaps what may be linked to an opportunity that may not incorporate the subject of basketball at all, but is interconnected because it may be that another individual that is very interested in basketball is connecting with you and may be an opportunity for you in a direction that you are interested in. It seems random and it seems that it is expressing no bearing per se in relation to whatever direction you yourself are engaging. But let me express to you, your intuition is never random. There's always a reason that you present to yourself whatever answers you do through your intuition. Now, another piece of the subject of intuition that is confusing to individuals is the piece that is similar to that validation piece, that if you listen to your intuition, that you will validate yourself that it was correct. But at times, individuals are expressing listening to their intuition and moving in that direction and may actually present to themselves what appears to be obstacles. And then that enters that piece of confusion again. Perhaps that was not my intuition. If I am listening to my intuition, everything should flow easily and naturally, and there should be no obstacles. Not necessarily. Or you can be listening to your intuition and you can also move in the way of it and therefore present obstacles and automatically not view that, but rather immediately question your intuition and express that it must not have been your intuition that was leading you in a direction, for what you are doing is not proceeding smoothly or naturally, and therefore it must be wrong. That is not necessarily correct. For remember, your intuition does not generate choices for you. It merely gives you information and therefore allows you to generate choices, if you are paying attention, that will be the easiest or the most beneficial to you. Now, in this, I would open to all of you to present your own examples of when you are listening to your intuition and it is successful, and also examples that perhaps you question and that you are uncertain as to whether what you are presenting to yourself is actually your intuition or if it is not. And we shall explore them.
So this is the moderator. I'm asking a question on behalf of Rodney. Kind of a comment, but I sense that my intuition is working when I get what it is telling me. Please comment.
Please comment.
Repeat.
I sense that my intuition is working when I get what a dream is telling me. Please comment.
Please comment.
What a dream is expressing to you?
Yes.
Yes.
At times, now I would not express a blanket statement as a yes or a no, for at times that can be involving your intuition, but not always. Remember, your intuition is a question answerer. Therefore, in that, at times, yes, when you are interpreting dream imagery and it is giving you an answer in some capacity, then yes, it could be linked to your intuition. And you could be providing that communication to yourself through that avenue. Not always. And the correct interpretation of dream imagery is not necessarily the same as that communication through intuition. Now, I would express that you could use your intuition at times to decipher dream imagery, but the automatic interpretation of dream imagery or the recognition of the symbolism of dream imagery is not necessarily the same as a communication through intuition. It is dream imagery, and that is a different avenue of communication. Just as impressions are a different avenue of communication, they are not intuition. They are impressions. And in that, the difference between an impression and intuition is that, generally speaking, with impressions, you are aware of what you are seeking. You are aware of the question. In this, impressions are also answers in a manner of speaking, but they are prompted by whatever you are doing in the moment. It is an allowance of yourself to offer yourself information, whether you are objectively aware of it or not, meaning whether you know about the subject or not, whether you have information about the subject or not, you are aware of posing a question to yourself in the moment, or having a question posed to you in the moment. And in that, your impressions are that avenue of communication that is directly linked to, in the moment, that one subject. Intuition is broader than impressions. It involves a greater scale than impressions. Impressions are brief information in the moment and are definitely linked to whatever you are doing or engaging in that moment. Dream imagery encompasses many, many, many more avenues than impressions, and is also a very broad field in a manner of speaking. But dream imagery is not necessarily answering questions, even questions you are not aware of. Dream imagery can be linked to memory. It can be linked to other information outside of this reality. It can be linked to other energies, physical or non-physical. It can be linked to interaction. Therefore, dream imagery is not necessarily always answering a question. It may be merely exploring.
I'm going to ask a question. Mark. So a question from Mark. I frequently get stronger subjective energy exchange when I am about to make important decisions. I guess the question is twofold. Where does intuition come from, and is it different than the subjective energy exchanges that I'm having?
Yes, it is different. But in that, once again, the main aspect of intuition is question answering. And in that, although what you term to be a subjective message might be answering questions, it might also merely be offering information and not necessarily answering questions. Intuition is always answering questions. Therefore, in that, I would express that they are different. Also, in relation to intuition, in one capacity, you could express that it is somewhat of a subjective action, but for the most part, it is an objective action, very similar to thinking or feeling or imagining. These are all objective actions that you engage. The subjective expressions, remember, are not abstract. And in that, what you do with your objective awareness is you diversify it considerably. This is the reason that you have so many different avenues of communication to input to yourselves in many, many, many different angles to allow you to evaluate. In this, I would express that the intuition is more of an objective tool than a subjective interaction.
Okay. So I had a question for Philip, Nevada. We were drawn to come here.
We were drawn to come here to Southwest Michigan, seems to be a good place to land based on what we felt and what we feel we are meant to do.
Would this be an example of intuition?
Yes, it would. Or in that, question that was not necessarily objectively posed, but was posed in relation to direction, was moving in the direction of effectiveness, efficiency, and what moved in the direction of ease in relation to what you wanted to be expressing in your direction, individually and together. Now, in that, you are posing a question of what is the most efficient or the most effective, or what will generate an ease in relation to what you've already chosen in relation to a direction. And in that, also posing questions about the direction itself and what more is available and how can you expand it. Now, there are many questions that are being posed merely in curiosity and not necessarily in relation to objective thinking in relation to your direction and what you want, but not giving an answer about the choice, but presenting answers to you as what you interpret as possibilities, but what you are also interpreting in relation to feeling. Feeling a rightness in a manner of speaking, or correctness in what you are presenting to yourself in this possibility. Not doubting, not questioning, but that there is a presentment in that feeling. This feels right. This feels correct for me to move in this direction. It may not seem logical. It may not even seem rational, but it seems to feel correct. In that, in not questioning it and in moving with it, you then begin to interpret that feeling and define it more clearly and engage actions to follow it. And that would be an example of expressing intuition and following it. Yes. But then, may I continue with that and use your example as an example of our other factor of questioning or being uncertain?
Please do.
Very well. For you do provide an excellent example for both of what I was expressing. In this, as I have acknowledged, yes, that is an excellent example of expressing your intuition and using it and following it, and in that, generating a considerable satisfaction and moving forward in your direction and generating what you want. But also, then there is the other component in which you present some obstacles or some difficulties for yourselves in your journey in following your intuition, which then can cause you to question and wonder, have you deviated from listening to your intuition, or have you deviated from your course? For there are obstacles, or there are difficulties, or now the two of you, not now, but previously, may have been engaging some conflict and it is not as easy flowing as it was initially. And that can create a situation in which the individual can begin to doubt and question their intuition. Perhaps it changed. Perhaps they were not interpreting it entirely correctly. Perhaps they misunderstood, or perhaps they have moved in some wrong direction off the course, which is not necessarily correct. For the intuition was expressed and it was followed, and you are moving in the direction that is of your greatest benefit and is fulfilling. And then there are other factors, other choices that you are engaging in the process that are not involving your intuition, that are not necessarily being paid attention to for what they are, such as your natural flow and your orientations and what you naturally do. And in that, you may be moving in some directions of not paying attention to those components and then generating some conflict, which is not actually a part of that intuition or following that intuition. It is another subject. Does it play into this subject that we are discussing about interpreting intuition? Yes, of course it does. For this can be a cause for you to question your intuition and your direction and what you are doing. Now there are obstacles, and that may mean that your intuition was incorrect, or that you were not following your intuition at all. Not necessarily. You can be following your intuition and you can be correct, and there can be other factors dependent upon what choices you are engaging. The factor with intuition is, as it is a question answering mechanism, it does not make choices for you. And it does not dictate to you, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. It merely gives you information, and then you generate the choices by evaluating and listening to it. But there can be other factors that may create obstacles or conflicts that are not associated with that subject of your intuition and your direction, but can cause you to question them. And in that, it is a matter of reminding yourself, what your intuition is, and that when you present a conflict to yourself or an obstacle to yourself, it may not be associated with your intuition and what you chose with your intuition. It may be something different, and it is a matter of reevaluating and reminding yourself what your intuition is. The conflict that you may be engaging is not associated with the question that was presented. Thank you for allowing me to use that example.
Elias, I have an example of an intuition that I have been questioning. I have a very uncomfortable sensation in my body when I be around some other people or thinking of others, that it appears to be my
dispersed
picking up, that they are looking outside, self for ability, value, choice, or some kind of attention.
And you are expressing that your intuition is identifying those factors to you?
Yes.
I would agree. I would also express that once again that offers you information, and then it is a matter of what you choose in relation to that information. But I would agree, yes, that that would be an example of your intuition expressing information to you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Let me inquire of you in relation to that. Why do you feel uncomfortable with that?
The sensation in the body.
First of all, why are you uncomfortable with that? Body consciousness generating an uncomfortable feeling is a reaction. Body is reacting to what you are expressing. Therefore, the question would be, what are you uncomfortable with that creates that automatic reaction of an uncomfortable sensation within your body consciousness? You also mentioned that you link this to being dispersed. Now, I understand that factor in being dispersed that this can allow for many different energies. And when an individual is unaware of that factor, that they are dispersed, or even if they are aware and they are not aware of buffering out other energies, that can be confusing and uncomfortable. But I would also express that generally the reason that it becomes uncomfortable is that for years, in not knowing objectively what you are experiencing, automatically label it as bad. And therefore, your body reacts in a negative manner and becomes uncomfortable. In this, if you are aware that you are a dispersed individual, and if you are also aware that you do have the ability to not be receiving or allowing all of those outside energies continuously to be affecting of you, then it is a matter of reevaluating once again in relation to those outside energies. For there are many, many, many individuals throughout your world, even now, that are not quite self-aware yet and are looking to outside sources for many expressions and many reasons. But in that, it is not a subject for judgment in relation to that being bad, or that it is less than in any capacity. It may be different from your awareness. And the point is not about the outside sources or the outside energies, but how it affects you and your comfort or discomfort with it, and moving in a direction in which you can be more comfortable and less uncomfortable with those outside expressions and energies.
So it could be the judgment that makes it feel uncomfortable, and that makes it more difficult to make it matter not.
Yes. In this, the judgment that other individuals are looking outside of themselves for satisfaction or for validation or for anything, and that they are not necessarily self-aware, or that they are moving in directions, allowing themselves to be dictated to. You all do it in some capacities. But in this, what is so very important, not only for yourself and your comfort, but also for your world and the world you want to live in. In this, the more you incorporate that judgment that separates you, that creates a division between yourself and other individuals, the more you actually perpetuate and lend to that very energy that is uncomfortable for you. Therefore, it is a matter of turning your attention to you and expressing what is actually important to you and allowing yourself to express that and to move in those directions and not to concern yourself with those factors that are uncomfortable. And if you want to concern yourself with those uncomfortable factors, for some individuals are genuine humanitarians and genuinely want to engage other individuals to be supportive, to be helpful in your terms, and to encourage them. And if that is the situation, then I would express, yes, pay attention to that other individuals are not as aware and move in the direction of example rather than expressing more separation by distinguishing yourself from others, but rather pay attention to the interconnectedness of all of you, regardless of what your awareness is, regardless of what anyone's awareness is, and move in the direction of what is genuinely important, which is that lack of separation and that interconnectedness. And how you express that is not by generating more separation, but by expressing example. All of you learn more from example than any other source. Therefore, it is a very powerful tool. In this, you all incorporate a tremendous power in being an example, and you are always being one, whether you intend to be or not. Merely by being, you are being an example. Therefore, it is a matter of what type of example do you want to be? And ultimately,
Understood.
It is to your benefit, for it allows you to move through your life in comfort and in ease and to be much less bothered by whatever expressions are around you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Anyone? This is the moderator.
This is the moderator.
Hi, it's
Jillian here.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Elias. I have had the most beautiful journey. Talking about intuition, I never thought about this intuition, but I was flowing with information I was getting earlier last year, and have been flowing with myself. Accordingly, and practicing that on a regular basis now.
Excellent.
And I've come a long, long way. But I'm having a few problems now. Questionable things that are happening. I've been doing all my wonderful practicing and doing well. But the marking point stands out to me because it changed a lot in my life. I got broken into, or intrusion in my home, I think three or four times. The door was broken down, and I was attacked. And this to me is an extreme, because I didn't think I could be so harsh with myself. Give me my message. And as a result of it, I'm trying to figure out. I'm thinking it may be related to challenging my beliefs in safety, my self-safety. And if you can tell me more about it.
Very well. I would express that this is an excellent example, for it is an example of a situation that is not black and white. And most of you think in black and white terms. Now, I would express that partially it is an example to you about safety, or it has presented aspects of safety, but I would express that that was not entirely the base of what you presented to yourself. What you are presenting to yourself, yes, is extremes. And the base of it all is about balance. Now, let me express to you that even when you move in directions that you think are good and right, they can be extreme. And unless your intent in a particular focus includes exploring extremes, which most of you don't, then it is a matter of balance, because even actions or directions that you engage that, as I expressed, you think of as being good or right, can be expressed in extreme and ultimately move you in a direction that is not comfortable, and that can even in some situations be harmful to you. Now, in this, what I would say to you is, first of all, an acknowledgement in the direction that you began to move in, but that you moved in that direction in an extreme. Now, let me express to you what that means. Can you trust in extreme? No. But can you move in a direction of being imbalanced and open to an extreme? Yes, you can. Does that mean that there is some factor that you should or you must incorporate some element of protection of yourself? No, not necessarily. But there is a balance. You can move in a direction of generating an extreme openness, which, what is openness? Vulnerability. They are the same. They are two terms for the same expression. And in that, can you express vulnerability in an extreme? Yes, you can. And when you do that, in a manner of speaking, you present yourself in a manner that lays you open and invites anything, whether it is beneficial to you or not. The reason this is not a benefit, and the reason that it is important to express that balance, is because you all incorporate your own individual personal guidelines. When you generate that type of vulnerability, that type of openness in extreme, what you are doing is denying your own guidelines, your own core truths. Now, this is a very important point, especially in this time framework. Now, because there is so much information in your world presently that leads in the direction of awakening and enlightenment and openness, and in that, it is proposed that if you are open and awakened and enlightened or aware, that you are impervious to everything, that nothing will be bothersome to you, that you will never be angry or irritated or frustrated or bothered, and that essentially life will be bliss. This is a fallacy It is real, Chris. You live in a physical reality that incorporates a very specific blueprint. And part of that blueprint is that you are emotional beings, and emotional expressions include irritation, sadness, frustration, anger, anxiety. These are all part of the emotional spectrum that is integral to your very being in physical focus. Therefore, the idea of utopia and continuous bliss is ludicrous, but it is quite pervasive in your world today in relation to many philosophies that are being expressed. Now, in that, there is a tremendous encouragement for individuals to be continuously positive and to be continuously happy and to be continuously open. I advocate considerably in directions that allow you to be more and more and more consistently comfortable and satisfied and content, but also to honor your individual guidelines, which includes not expressing that openness or vulnerability to extreme, in which your preferences, your guidelines become non-existent. And therefore, in that, you become, in a manner of speaking, a target. For in this, it is not that you become a target for bad. No, you merely become a target for other energies to express whatever they choose to express.
Elias, I must interrupt
because I've been practicing
of what I consider intuition. I practice unlocked doors and things, but I don't do it willfully. Now, if I'm in the house, I could keep the door unlocked. And if it enters my mind as I'm going upstairs, and I'm said, "Have you locked the door?" I will immediately go and check and lock it. Now, if I don't have that little niggle in my head, I don't even think about the door unlocked or not unlocked. I just go up to bed. I've been practicing this all my life. And I have started locking the door and I have the practice of locking the door as soon as I come in from outside activities. I've been practicing that now. But I do not want to live in a fortress with sirens and whatever else going out. But because I've taught myself harsh lessons physically, I don't feel I've given myself such a harsh wake up, so to speak. And that's why I'm questioning it now. Because a lot of things I have left so that I can get the message, but I wasn't getting the message. And as you say, that's the theme. But I've been practicing being vulnerable, but not necessarily practicing that I should be happy all of the time.
I am aware that in itself was an extreme.
Yes.
And this, what I would express to you, is an acknowledgement that you are practicing listening to your intuition. I was offering also, for the benefit of other individuals,
Understand.
The explanation as to what created those situations in which you found yourself in the position of being violated.
Yes.
And that, for most individuals, automatically, when they are listening to that type of account, will move in the evaluation of, you must have been drawing that to yourself because you were expressing tremendous fear, or because you were expressing tremendous protection, and it has moved in the direction of the opposite. And that is not necessarily the situation or the actual answer to what an individual is creating. At times you can create situations that are very uncomfortable and not be expressing tremendous fear. You can merely be very open. And this I would be acknowledging of you in how you are employing your intuition now and listening to it. And is that in your experience now aiding you?
Yes. Now I'm locking my doors. But beyond that, I'm still the way I was. I refused to give into a feeling of fear that I had trust myself so completely, and know that if I doubt something, to act on it.
But you have changed, and you are not entirely precisely the same as you were. You are allowing yourself,
but you are
also listening to your intuition.
Yes, I am doing that very much. I'm understanding things, I'm accepting, I'm doing all of those things, plus having including all the new challenges. But the challenges don't scare me per se. They're there. But I'm aware of them, and trusting myself, I will move through them adequately. But the main thing that's bothering me now is that besides the physical limitation, I'm also becoming forgetful. I'm not remembering phrases and words when I'm having conversation with people. And that part does bother me a great deal. But if you can tell me what process I'm working with here.
What I would express to you, my dear friend, stop fighting with yourself.
Oh, I didn't realize.
That piece about not remembering quite as well as you did previously, and that bothersome aspect to you.
In conversation, yes.
Stop fighting with it. And in that, merely acknowledge in the moment and allow yourself to be. And that transition will move much more smoothly and easily. It is not always important for you to be remembering in a conversation in the moment.
Okay, so I don't need to find myself. Okay, I'm forgetting again.
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay. So, and by reducing
the moderator. Sorry, we are up again.
Okay. No, that's fine. Thank you so much, Elias.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. I express tremendous lovingness to each and every one of you and great encouragement. Listen to your intuition and remember how to distinguish what it is. Until our next meeting, my dear friends, in wondrous support and encouragement to each of you, and in tremendous lovingness as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Oh.